Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Word. Let me just explain something. All right. I just told John, put some of these bracelets on the table because we got them like behind us. And, you know, as soon as you put them out on the table, you know, like the first person who walks by I'll take two. It just grabs them and starts walking down the street. No. Get back here, thief. No, I mean, what do you mean? You know, look, it's a charitable thing. It's for cancer. Come on, man. It's for cancer. It's Tigers for Tatas. You know, you pick them up and then you don't even buy them? I mean, you know, don't touch them if you're not buying them. I mean, come on. You know, and if you're walking by us, I mean, how do you not? Do you have a mother, a daughter, a girlfriend, a wife who has suffered breast cancer? Do you? Do you know somebody?
Yes.
A friend.
Sorry. Thank you.
It's all for Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation. Tigers for Tatas. Just happened again. I mean, yeah. No, leave him out, John. Leave him out. I mean, we'll just have to fend him off. You have to buy them. It's charity. It's charity. You're giving to a great cause. 100% of the money goes towards the fight. By the way, here's the deal. Tomorrow at the Tiger pregame show, they're going to have them Tigers for Tatas bracelets as well. And CJ Spiller is going to be stopping by and signing footballs and all that stuff so you can get them there as well. But if you're walking up and down this street, then stop here and get some Tigers for Tatas bracelets. I mean, what are you, a communist? When people, like, just... What do you think? They're just pretty bracelets? No, they're. It's not a. Listen, it's not a fashion statement. It's for the cause. Sure, they look fine, but that, you know, I remember. Now we have them. They're orange and purple. I remember a few years ago, you know, people would say, "Well, you only have the purple ones. I was hoping for an orange one." Or, "You only have the orange ones. I was hoping for a purple one." It's not a fashion statement. It's you're donating to a cause. Okay, so now they're orange and purple. So you have both colors. Be happy. Don't worry. Buy them. $5 a piece. Come and get yours. You know, can somebody who has some money stop and buy the whole bag, please? I mean, and so we can get rid of this bag and move on. This is what we're talking about. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. No, you're the man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's exactly what we're talking about. See, now we're getting people in the swing of it. You have to actually buy them. We appreciate that. I mean, again, 100% of the proceeds go towards the fight against breast cancer. Mobile mammography units, thank you very much. Mobile mammography units, the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar goes toward the cause. That's what we're talking about. So come on out and see us. Again, we are at Onward Reserve. And by the way, Onward Reserve, the finest men's clothing store in the upstate. Everything you could possibly think of. Ray-Ban, Yeti, everything you can think of. Performance wear, tailored clothing. We're going to be telling you about it all through the course of the day. It's Onward Reserve. It's the finest in men's clothing. A bunch of people have already stopped out and gone in. Stop out. You know, listen. What's the date? What is the date? It's like October 18th?
19th.
You don't think about it, Ramona, but we're 2 months till Christmas.
I know. Can you believe that?
So you have like 8 weeks to get your Christmas shopping done. Why don't you come down and break open the piggy bank and come get some Tigers for Tatas bracelets, then go in Onward Reserve and buy some Christmas gifts? I mean, they have something for absolutely everybody. I was actually shopping them online last night. I was looking at the shoe and boot selection. It's incredible. The tailored fit clothing, even flannels. Onward Reserve is an amazing place. You want to get in the phone lines. Listen, it's a make your call Friday. Don't tell me Monday that you knew it was going to happen, or that you told your grandma that you knew it was going to happen, or you knew it was going to be this score, you knew it was going to be that score. I don't care about that. If you didn't tell me, it didn't happen. That's the bottom line. If you didn't tell me, none of it happened. So come out, see us. You know. By the way, John, Clemson police just drove by. It reminds me that yesterday we were out at Crescent Builders. Half the sheriff's department stopped by to say hello. And I was it was great to meet all those guys.
Oh, absolutely.
We appreciate who they are and what they do. John, did you have Stanford last night? You did, didn't you?
No, I had Arizona State.
Oh, that's why I lost.
Yeah.
I had Stanford.
Yeah. Ramona, the only one who had it right. Did you stay up to watch the game?
No. No, I tried watching some of that Broncos-Cardinals game.
Why?
And I got home, and it was a kickoff, so I was like, oh, okay, Thursday Night Football. Let's watch, settle in and have a
watch the football. So you watched the Broncos-Cardinals over Arizona State and Stanford?
It was started before the college game, and after it became a blowout very early on, I just kind of lost interest. Football for the evening and got some chores done around the house. Oh,
good.
Yeah. So made productive use of the time.
So you do chores around the house at midnight?
Oh, it was like 9:30, but okay. Yeah.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad. That's a good job.
Got to get done sometime,
yeah,
right?
That's good. It was a game that Arizona State just demonstrated their abject stupidity all throughout the contest. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. I mentioned this at the start, but there's nothing more than I hate, when, especially some team that I've either picked or that I'm rooting for or something, that is an even matchup. I'm not talking about, one team's 40 points better than another team, and so you have to resort to tricks, but that's an even matchup. You know, like Vegas has one team ahead, one team's a 2.5-point favorite, etc. There is nothing worse. There is nothing worse than being in a situation where you're in that type of deal. You're in that type of situation, and you have you run a double reverse. You run a double reverse.
Dabo's breast cancer foundation.
A double reverse pass by a wide receiver. John, hey, Ramona, John's having to do the explaining that you have to pay for them. You know. Here's the thing. I'm sorry. Where are you people from? You know, seriously. Where are you from that you don't know this already? You don't know about Dabo Swinney and breast cancer awareness? I get the feeling, John, that with some of these people, if Dabo Swinney was sitting here, they wouldn't even know who he was.
He's only been here a decade.
And they're dressed in orange and purple.
Yeah.
But don't you have the feeling? I mean, look, you don't know about the All In Foundation? You don't know about Tigers for Tatas? Where you been? Where you been? I mean, you don't understand what this whole thing's about? You think it's, you think they're just free? They're not free. You have to buy them. Buy them. All the money goes toward the fight against breast cancer. Come and buy your bracelets. We need to put up a big sign, John. We need a big sign.
Give me a little project here.
Big sign. Bracelets, $5, so we don't have to fight them all off. Because in another hour or two, but
it's only going to get more difficult as the day
Arizona
goes on.
Arizona State has a first down at the 30-yard line.
Right.
Quarterback playing well, moving the ball right down the field. And I'm thinking, here we go. It's 3-3. But I'm thinking, we're going to punch this in. I'm going to win game one of the contest. 10 points might be enough to win the way this thing is going. But it's quarter two, and I'm thinking, here we go. Arizona State's got something going. Manny Wilkins throwing the ball well. And then I start to see it. Right at the start of the play, I am screaming at my TV, no, what are you idiots doing? And John, Stanford's getting defensive penetration.
Right.
Arizona State's offensive line is not good, so they're getting penetration. So you're going to run a slow-developing double reverse in which Harry is going to throw. Do you know why Harry doesn't throw more? Because he's a receiver.
He's an All-American receiver.
Do you know why he doesn't throw more? Because he can't. And so
wide receiver.
You run a double reverse on first down to the wide receiver, and what do you think happens, John?
He threw a pick.
He throws a pick. It looked like Jake Bentley, 5 yard underthrow. He throws a pick, and there goes the drive. And I knew right then, that that game was over. It was 3-3, but I knew it was over. 3-3, and I knew it was ended. Mm. You just things you cannot do and get away with them. You know, you have to be smart. Tiny smart. Let me talk to Tiny. Tiny smart. Tiny. Tiny, what's
buy
going on?
Buy the bracelets. Buy the bracelets, yes. Walt. Walt, they got to buy the bracelets, man.
Buy
the
bracelets.
I lost my grandmother to cancer. Like you said, everybody knows somebody that's been affected by it or will be affected by it. But on another note, today's day three of bear season. I sent you a picture of a good bear that was taken the second day of bear season in Greenville County, a 509-pounder just up in the mountains. And but there's been this modern myth about black panthers being in the area. I've never seen one. I've never had one on my trail camera. But the game warden that I spoke to actually said there are no laws, seasons, limits, or anything on black panthers. So if you see one, take it and show it to everybody.
How about
cougars?
And
then once everybody knows, if they're real, if they're actually in South Carolina, somebody's got to harvest one before they can write any kind of legislation on it.
How about cougars?
They're not protected species. They're not a protected species. If that thing's eating your cat food, take care of it.
But have you ever seen a cougar on a trail camera?
Not in South Carolina.
But we're making a distinction, right, between cougars and black panthers. Where would the black panthers come from? Aren't they just in Florida?
That's my understanding. A lot of people, including my own family members, have said that they've seen them in South Carolina. A lot of people will tell you that they've seen them. I've seen bobcats as big as German shepherds. And when
really?
They start screaming, it sounds like a woman, you know. It'll make your hair stand up.
Huh. Well, I know that I know people have told me they've seen cougars here. And that doesn't surprise me because cougars have these massive ranges. I mean, cougars can travel. I mean, they have. They've traveled like 2,000 miles.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
absolutely. You know, but there's absolutely nothing stated about them in South Carolina legislature in the DNR books, and they're not a protected species. So.
And by the way, that applies to Bigfoot, too. If you see Bigfoot, shoot
that's
him.
That's exactly right. There you go. Take old Sassy down.
That's right. That'll be the only evidence. It's the most amazing thing. You know, John, half the people in this country, and Tiny, half the people in this country walk around toting guns. And we've heard from, you know, every person in Montana and Idaho and every other outlier that has seen Bigfoot, but mm-hmm. no one has ever shot one. I mean, we have people in this country shoot everything, you know. But shockingly enough, no one has ever shot a Bigfoot. Want to know why that is? Because other than my yard, they don't exist.
That's exactly right. Get your boost money, Walt, and go Tigers.
Yep. Thank you, Tiny. I appreciate it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, live from Onward Reserve.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson. Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's auction time. Saturday, October 27th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Hollis Jackson Farm in Inman, South Carolina. Selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anybody can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates. Bid live at the auction or online. That's Saturday, October 27th at 566 Edwards Road in Inman, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Fall for us means pumpkins. It's pumpkin season. It's really been a blessing to me to get to have this experience on the farm and to get to work with Ingalls, because Ingalls has provided us as farmers an opportunity to work with our family that we otherwise wouldn't have.
This week at Ingalls, Envy apples, $1.28 a pound. Select varieties 12 to 14 pound Rachel Ray Nutrish dry dog food, $14.98 each. And 6 Mega Roll Scott paper towels, $4.98 each. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you're lucky to be so popular.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine.
Walter to the Red Rage, we're WCCB 105.5 The Roar, live from Onward Reserve, right outside downtown Clemson. Come on out and see us. Again, it's 383 College Avenue. come on out and see the good folks at Onward Reserve. Their slogan is live authentically, because that's what you do with the clothing at Onward Reserve. They feature Ray-Ban, Yeti, Barber jackets, Smathers and Branson needlepoint, performance wear, tailored and classic fit performance, button downs. They have it all at Onward Reserve. You can shop online at onwardreserve.com. I was doing that earlier. Come on out and see us. Also, let me remind you that not only do we have Tigers for Tatas bracelets here, but they will have them tomorrow at the Tiger pregame and the Tiger tailgate show outside Little John. WCCP will be selling them. CJ Spiller will be stopping by the Tiger tailgate show to sign footballs, so check that out tomorrow. It's all going on from WCCP. And again, we have the Tigers for Tatas bracelets right here. I've actually, Ramona, listen to this. I've had to take them off the table, because I was going to have to arm bar some people. So we had to take them off the table. And now we put them back in the bag. You know, because I told John, throw them out on the table. You know, throw them out on the table so people see them. And, you know, first thing you do, throw them out on the table. You know, they're grabbing them and walking down the street. Again, where are you from? Where are you from that you don't know this? Come and get your Tigers for Tatas bracelets. Buy them. You know what? Cancer, breast cancer, affects us all. It's a disease that affects primarily women. But there's this thing that happens. It's like offense and defense. We men tend to have women in our lives. First of all, I think you came from one. Secondly, you probably know some. And whether it's your mother, your girlfriend, your wife, your sister, your daughter, your friend, you know, everybody is going to be impacted by this condition. Everybody. So now's the time to help. And maybe, you know what, maybe you feel like it's not hitting you today, that this doesn't really concern you, but it is going to concern you. It's going to concern you 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. It's going to concern each and every one of you. The only question is when. It's going to concern us all. That is a mortal lock guarantee. So now is the time to fight it, combat it. And you know what? And if everyone you know in your life is healthy, that makes you an ideal candidate to contribute, because you haven't been afflicted yet, but it's coming. So head it off. You know, maybe we'll find the cure before it hits you. How about that? It's Tigers for Tatas. Buy the bracelets. Every single dollar goes towards the prevention, the diagnosis, the cure for breast cancer. Every single dollar. And by the way, our friends at Priority One are matching your contributions. So there's that as well. So stop by, and John will be glad to help you with that. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation? Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Italian food doesn't get better. I'm coming to you on the phone lines, Michael and Snaphook, in 1 second. I know I lost some of you. You can get back in right now. Make your weekend calls. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. It doesn't get better than that. It's the finest Italian food. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They smother them with cheese. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. You dip those garlic knots into that sauce, and it's a meal unto itself. Johnny's over here shaking his head up and down like the dog in the window. Isn't that right, John?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
I mean, and then the appetizers. John, you're the pepperoni twist platter guy, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Explain it to him.
I mean, it's about like, what, a foot and a half long, it seems like, full of cheese and pepperoni and sort of the sauce. It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's served on a platter.
Absolutely.
It's an appetizer. You know, if you make it through that and you get to the entrees, the Taste of Italy, a sampler platter, the lasagna, the pizzas are all award-winning, the desserts are all homemade, except for the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York, is the finest cheesecake that humanity's ever conceived of. Go there tonight, bring the family, Joe's New York Pizza. If you're in the area, Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. And you know what? You'll be just far enough out of this traffic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the traffic's definitely starting to pick up around here.
All right, let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Michael and then Snaphook. Michael, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Michael. Appreciate you getting in.
I heard you talking to Tiny about the Panthers and Cougars. Actually, a panther, cougar, puma, catamount, mountain lion, they're all the same animals. Just different parts of the country that have different names.
But wait a minute. I know that, but there is a distinction because in the Everglades, there is a black version. And that version isn't anywhere else. And he was talking about a black version.
Well, it's actually called a puma concolor, depending on what color they are and what part of the country you're in. They've been spotted in Greenwood County. I've seen one in Abbeville County and in Oconee County. Not the black, the brown one. DNR denies they're here, but they are here.
You've seen them personally?
Yes, sir, I have. I have not. When they cross the road, do what?
I said, how about that?
In fact, my wife, the subsidies we live in Greenwood, so I get a picture of one as it was crouching and the deer ran past and it startled it and it chased after deer. She did not get the picture of it right at sunset one night.
Wow.
And that's right outside the city limits of Greenwood. So, secondly, I was working in near Morganton, North Carolina today. Ran into a NC State fan, and I had the last of he's predicting 45-21 NC State. And I'm like, what are you drinking? And he's like, no, man. He said, we're going to kick y'all's butt. I'm like, okay. they have a different opinion in North Carolina than we do in South Carolina.
I'm sure that's true. You know, it's and look, and every fan base has their extremists too.
Oh yeah, exactly. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm saying 38-28 Clemson.
That's reasonable. That's a reasonable prediction.
All right.
Thank you, Sample. Appreciate the info on the Cougars.
Start those blankets.
Thank you. Yeah, I heard that. Ramona.
Yes.
Help me out here.
You were talking to Michael.
I was talking to Michael, right.
Yes.
And I think Snap Hook, I just inadvertently disconnected you.
Okay.
So call back in. My bad. Let's go to Dude. Dude, what's up, Dude?
All right, Walt. Hey, I've got the perfect Panther story for you. My great-great uncle was nicknamed Panther Bill, but he was blind. And one of the jobs he had when he was, you know, growing up as a blind person was babysitting children. The kids came and got him one day and told him there was a panther under a rock. So he took a tree limb and went up there. He was blind with his walking stick. Shoved the tree limb underneath the rock, twisted it up into the fur of the panther, pulled it out, beat it over the head, and killed it. And from that day on, he was known as Panther Bill.
So the blind guy killed the panther with a stick?
Yes. This was in Jackson County, North Carolina, back around the turn of the century.
That's like a family legend, dude.
Yes, because I always wondered why they called him Panther Bill. You can see by his photograph that he's totally blind. He was born blind, you know.
Well, you know, hey, look, blind people develop their other senses to a more significant degree, so all things are possible.
Yeah, that's a great story, though.
Oh, it is. It's an unbelievable story, yeah, no question about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, 55-7, Clemson. their 7 comes off of a turnover.
Okay, all right, dude. Thank you. You know, Ramona.
Yes.
Just when I was prepared to buy into Dude's ancient family story about, you know, Panther Bill going into a cave with a stick and whooping a panther, blind Panther Bill. He gives me 55-7 Clemson.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Makes you wonder. You know, I don't know. Not that there was any lack of credibility in that original story, but, you know, now that you're 55-7...
Well, I mean, every legend has some truth in it.
I don't know. And Jocelyn, I think, is writing me about why would anybody kill a black... Jocelyn, people are just talking. I mean, relax. Relax. I don't know that's what Tiny was really advocating for. But listen, let me tell you something, Jocelyn. I don't know how to break this to you. There are scientists, people who call themselves scientists, herpetologists, for example, who will some of the world's leading authorities, and if they find one specimen of a species that is going extinct, they will put it in a jar and pickle it. I know this for a fact. It's what they do all the time. So, you know, it's not just people calling. I mean, it's sometimes the people who claim to be looking after animal species' best interests.
Yuck.
Snap hook, what's going on?
Nothing much, Dentilla. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
As the son of a breast cancer survivor, man, I appreciate what you guys are doing. No doubt.
Well, we appreciate you, Snap Hook, and I'm glad to hear the survivor tale.
Yep, she's been in remission for about 17 years now. So that's
what we're talking about.
I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and I do my part to support the calls anytime I can. No doubt, appreciate it.
Thank you, Snap Hook.
We'll talk a little bit of NC State and Clemson. Finley's number one weapon is Harmon, correct?
Correct.
Who is Clemson going to put man coverage on him this weekend?
I would think Mullen.
Yeah, I would too. I would too, and I would say that probably Muse would hit on that side of the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think Clemson is going to respond to Harmon. I think they're going to try and do something to make Finley go away from Harmon, whatever that may be.
Yes, whatever that may be, whether it's some sort of nickel coverage, something. I don't know. I mean, everything that I've seen on the film, of the kid's film, he's 6'3", 220-plus, not really a speedster, not really like, you know, a lot of breakaway speed, but just a physical, ball-hungry type receiver.
Yeah, he's not going to run away from anybody. You know, he's not a guy who gets big separation. That's not who he is. He's a guy that wins the ball. He high points the ball. He wins the ball when it's in the air. That's who he is. That's what he does. And so even if he's blanketed, if you watch Harmon on film over a long period of time, even when he's blanketed, he's still making catches because Finley believes in him fully. And if it's a one-on-one situation with a guy all over him, the ball's going to him because Finley knows he's going to win that matchup. When that ball's in the air, if it's a one-on-one situation, he's winning that matchup.
Yeah, I was just curious about what you thought from a coverage standpoint. We were going to throw at him, but I think.
Yeah, look, I don't know if they'll bracket him. I don't know if they'll bracket him. I don't know if they'll play inside out. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what Brent Venables is going to do with him, but I do think there's going to be a Harmon plan. I think when you go into playing NC State, I think there's going to be a plan to deal with Harmon, especially because he had 155 yards against you last year.
Right. Well, one last thing, Walt. I wanted to talk about the Cougar conversation. I don't see what the big deal is, man. They're not that rare. I saw one at my cousin's wedding last weekend, and, man, she was on the prowl.
Yeah. Thank you, Snapbook. Thank you. Yeah, we couldn't see that coming. Could not see that thing coming down the highway, could we? All right, we're live from Onward Reserve, the coolest and finest men's clothing shop anywhere. Come and see us. We're right outside. Come and get your Tigers for Tatas bracelets. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented polylevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com. FedEx.com.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
This fall, our healthcare team wants you to experience freedom from symptoms like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea. Join clients like Ann, who was taken off her metformin and lost over 100 pounds. Sandy no longer has IBS symptoms, and she had them for 27 years. Lonzo lost 200 pounds and has kept it off for over 2 years. Huck is off his CPAP machine, and his doctor took him off his high blood pressure medication. The healthcare works, and we want to help you take your life back. It's so easy. You don't have to go to the gym. And there's only two things you can't have. You can even have fast food. Don't wait. Book your free consultation today. And this week, you can buy one program, get one free. That's two for the price of one. You can even start the health fair after all the Halloween candy. Just come in this week to receive our fall special. Grab your spouse or a friend and come on in for our fall special. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Book your initial consultation with the health fair today. Go to iDareGreenville.com.
Wants better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
somewhere between a boy and man.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, Ronald, let me make an observation on life. Just
okay.
An observation on life. Now, right. I'm just sitting here out in the middle of the world. I may be wrong. I may be wrong. But I don't think yoga pants are for everybody.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I know they're stretchy and stuff, but I'm not sure the idea is necessarily to test the limits of their stretchiness.
I thought you were just supposed to wear them while you're doing yoga.
Yeah. I don't know when exactly it was decided that, you know, that's like walking down the street clothing. I don't know.
No comment.
I don't know. You want to get in 654-7627. And by the way, don't any of you people say anything about that. See, I don't trust any of you. You hear me say something, that's not like a jumping off point for you to demonstrate what a funny guy you are.
I actually have to tell people that off the air on the phone, that just because you say something, that doesn't mean that they can run with it like they want.
Exactly. That's what we're talking
about. Turn Road Rage into a show about fashion, right?
Yeah. we are live. Come and see us right downtown at Onward Reserve. Listen, 383 College Avenue, right here in the heart of everything, right across from Todaro Pizza. We have your Tigers for Tatas bracelets. We have putting them back in the bag so that we don't have to, you know, break any of your hands. And so they're back in the bag, protected. Johnny overlooking them. But you can come and buy them. They're $5 a piece. It's for the fight against cancer, breast cancer. Every single dollar goes to the cause. It will impact all of us eventually. So do your part today. You know, I'm not a big believer in the do your part thing because I don't know. I don't like when people say that to me. Right. But I think this is something that's going to impact us all. It is going to impact all of our lives. Cancer will impact all of our lives. And every single male, I don't care what your persuasion is. I don't care which one of the 59 sexes you identify yourself as. It matters not to me. Every single male will have women in their life who are impacted. Your mother, your girlfriend, your wife, your daughter, your friend. You see? So it impacts all 59 sexual identities. Everybody. So come and get yours. Come and get yours. We're live downtown. Let me go to the Northland Communication phone lines. Rudy, what's going on, Rudy?
Bertula, how you doing, my friend?
How you doing, Rudy?
I am great. Yourself?
Good. Come get your bracelets.
Yeah, good. I know. I'm going to get with you. I know you're going to Twin Peaks next Thursday, so that's probably a better day for me. But
That's good. That's good.
Definitely. Hey, that's what's wrong with society, Walt. Everything you lay out in front of people, they think it's free. So there you go.
Yep. Yep. Thank you very much. Exactly right.
3 points, Walt, and I'll take it off the air. Can Clemson throw on NC State secondary?
Yeah, I think so, and I think they need to. I mean, I think you need to start to balance out that offense a little bit. You've established the running element of it. Now it's time to start establishing the passing element of it.
What do you think it's going to be like? 60-40 pass, 50-50? What do you think?
No, I mean, I think Clemson's going to try and run the ball again. I mean, I think that, listen, running the ball is the way you protect Travis. I mean, that's how you run the ball. I mean, I think, you know, when you have a weapon like ETN, you use him. And you have a young quarterback, and I think the way you protect him is by running the football, and by having him get the ball out of his hands. I think he has a tendency right now. In a way, it's a good thing because you want a young quarterback to go through his progressions and sit in the pocket and deliver the football. But right now... I think it's causing a little bit of a problem based on how long he's holding the ball or the amount of time he expects to have. I don't think he's developed the clock in his head yet that tells him when that ball needs to come out.
Yeah, I got you. Is Clemson secondary, because I know that was a that and the offensive line was kind of suspect at the beginning of the year. Is their secondary equipped to handle Finley in his quick release?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, the secondary has had a couple games this year where they struggled, and I think we're going to find out about that. Part of that is the pressure you get on Finley. You know, look, the secondary is going to play better if Clemson gets pressure on Finley. If Clemson is unable to pressure Finley, I'm not sure it's going to matter because I think Finley and those receivers will beat this secondary. So, you know, I think more so than the secondary, I think it's the front four and it's the blitzing with Lamar. You know, it's getting pressure in Finley's face that will impact Finley and will make the secondary look great.
Exactly.
But if you don't get any pressure, and if Finley is able to set his feet and is able to throw from a clean pocket, then I think he's going to pick you apart.
All right. Well, I'll take this off the air. First of all, I'm thinking like 38-30 Clemson, just because I'm a Clemson homer. There you go. But who has the advantage on special teams between the two? And well, I'll see you Thursday at Twin Peaks, and I will bring money for the Tatas.
Sounds good, Rudy. I appreciate it as always. Well, look, I don't think either team's special teams are great. Potter is a weapon because every kickoff goes into the end zone. But I don't think either team's special teams are great. In fact, I don't think NC State's are very good at all. I mean, I would say that on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, Clemson's special teams are like a 6. And NC State's like a 4. So I don't think either team is great in that category. And that going into the game, that is not a category which I would expect one team to win the game with. Because, again, it's not really where either team has won football games. So I don't expect that to be a big plus or minus one way or another, right? I think both teams are just sort of serviceable in terms of special teams play right now. Orange Crush. Orange Crush, what's going on? Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I just want to make a prediction. I've been to these real close games. I'm going Saturday, but I'm saying 37-20 Clemson. And, you know, when you're talking about breast cancer thing, it's really stressful, you know, when you got a spouse that's sick. You know, I had one. She passed away. She didn't have that. But they go through a lot, you know, and this financial thing, what you're doing, it helps a lot. I mean, it really is. This is really stressful on the family, you know, when they're sick like that.
It's incredibly stressful. Incredibly stressful, Orange Crush. I mean, families, the entire lives of families afflicted change. Everything that was normal ceases to be normal. You know, there is no more normalcy in your life. When the word cancer enters your life, there is no more normalcy.
Yeah. When you're facing death, like, you know, or something that's real serious like that, and you lose one, high 30s like dead, and, 35 years married, I was, and these people that get this cancer, you know, it's rough on them. Yeah, and I understand it because I was under that pressure because when you're married, it's not just 50-50. You have to give 100% sometimes when they're sick. You understand?
Yep.
It's more than that. But anyway, can I say something about the spandex?
No.
Okay. No, can I say something? Can I say something about Bigfoot?
About what?
Bigfoot.
Oh yeah, Bigfoot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to say something about spandex. How they get them on. Anyway, what they've been seeing is a game called Wheel Walking Around. It's not really Bigfoot.
Well, I would have shot him on sight. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. Gamecock Will, trust me, Gamecock Will is actually a really big-hearted guy who donates money to all these campaigns and everything else.
Yeah. He's funny. I like him. He's cool.
Yes.
He's funny. He's really funny. I like him. I like hearing him. And he's part of the game, you know, part of the show and everything. And I'm just now getting into it because I'm getting out more now. But, hey, I appreciate everything you guys do, okay?
Thank you, Orange Crush. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse. Hey, look, Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake. It's unbelievable. Double-fried chicken wings. They're open every day. Happy hour is Monday through Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or the smoked ribs. Carson's is accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net. carsonsteakwarehouse.net. 226-8400. 226-9400. 226-9400. Call them and get your reservations in. Carson's an unbelievable place. Unbelievable. I have not tried that golden catfish sandwich yet, but I need to try that. We need to get a care package from Carson's. All right, John, on the Clemson NC State game, mm-hmm. have you changed your mind, changed your thoughts, any on that? Who do you have? How do you see that playing out?
I'm going to pick Clemson. I think that I don't know if the 17 point, that's a pretty wide margin there. I think it's going to be another close game that gets settled in the fourth quarter. I think Ryan Finley's going to have a fairly successful day throwing the football, but I think Kayvon Wallace makes an interception this game 3 years in a row, and we get a big play late defensively to
it hands a stone against Texas A&M.
Yes, well, he's had a few weeks to work on that, and I think he will. He picked him off the last 2 years. Might as well make it three in a row.
Well, look, again, I think that NC State's going to move the ball between the 20s.
Yes, I agree with you.
But I think Clemson will be okay with that. If they don't capitalize in the red zone, and again, that's the thing. It really doesn't matter. The New England Patriots' entire defense mm-hmm. is based on stopping in the red zone.
Right.
People move the ball up and down the field on them, and then they get to the red zone, and they wind up kicking, a 37-yard field goal. That's what New England wants to do to you, and I think Clemson would be fine with that. This is a red zone game, just to be clear.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a red zone game. Both teams are going to move the football. The question is, which team is going to convert when you get to the red zone? And that is the area that NC State has struggled in. Does it mean they'll struggle in it this game? Not necessarily, but ask yourself this question. If I have a team who's converted for touchdowns 56% of the time in the red zone.
Right.
And now they're going to face a defense that's 10 times better than any defense they faced all year. Mm-hmm. Is it likely, would it be predictable going in, that team would convert at 75% this week?
No.
No. Logic tells us that, and statistical evidence, mm-hmm. that if NC State is a 56% red zone conversion team playing, James Madison and Boston College and, every little sister of the poor that they played.
Right.
That when they play Clemson, they're probably going to be 40% or 30% or 25%.
That's kind of where I was thinking that 25-30 range.
And if that's what happens, they can't win. If NC State does not execute in the red zone, they can't win. If they get down there and kick field goals, they can't win. And I think, by and large, that's what's going to happen. I think that's what's going to happen. My belief is that's how it'll play out. And, in thinking about this, I'm not sure this will be quite as high scoring as I suggested yesterday. I don't know. I think I said 42-24 yesterday, or 41-24, whatever I said. I mean, I still think I'm in that range, somewhere in that range. I think Clemson's going to score around 40 points. I just wonder whether NC State is going to be productive in that area of the football field. It's the only way they can win. If they want to win the game, they're going to have to convert 75% of the time they're in the red zone to touchdowns. Can they do that? I don't think so. Quick break. Walt Tiptoe, Road Rage.
another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know.